The meditation for this evening is based on the two readings we just heard from Acts chapter 1 and also from Luke chapter 24. And to start just with that verse 7 of Acts 1. He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's kind of fun and reassuring when we know something that is going to happen in the future. So Governor DeWine said yesterday, June 2, and the masks come down and the social distancing stops. And we know something about the future. And we like to have that sense about a lot of things. Oh, we might have the sense, is that gas shortage? Okay, they started the gas flowing in the big pipe down south, but when is it going to really get going and there not be a shortage? If there's a shortage here, should I fill up my gas tank? Maybe we don't think so much about that here, but you know they're thinking about that there. And there's other things in life too. We say, oh, if I just knew how this was going to play out, then I could plan. The disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Jesus, you've risen from the dead. You have not been, they killed you, but you came back. So now, will you restore the kingdom to Israel?" They were not wrong to think that he was king. He was king. They were not wrong to think that he had a kingdom that he ruled. He does. But they asked for some information and for some timing that Jesus said, that's not for you to know. He said, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. The times or seasons, the events in history, how they play out. Jesus told his disciples, that's not your business to know those details exactly. That's the Father. And it's interesting, he says too, he says, who has set these things by his authority, by the Father's authority to order history. That is how these things are set, not us knowing them ahead of time. And it's when we think of the future, maybe next week or next month or next year, we often think, well, I will feel more secure. I'll be more prepared for gasoline or other shortages or other good times if I know something ahead. But there's something important for us to see here. Our security is not by knowing the future. That's the Father's and his by his authority. But Jesus went right on when he said, that's not for you to know. But then he continued in verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Not planning for the future, trying to avoid every single little thing that might go wrong because you know all of history ahead of time, but rather, you're busy with witnessing. Busy with speaking about the risen Lord and Savior Jesus in Jerusalem and some Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. Where's end of the earth to you in your mind? How do you picture the end of the earth where Jesus wants his gospel to be spoken? Maybe it's a little island in the Pacific Ocean. Or maybe it's a faraway little village, just unknown, in the bush in Africa. Or maybe it's our home in Northwest Ohio. Where is the end of the earth where his name will be proclaimed? Think of that. Where is Jesus sending his people so that he is known as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to the very end? Busy with that. And also busy with the words of Jesus. I looked at this passage. It's a very significant passage out of Luke 24. And something struck me as I looked at it is how many times the word or written or scriptures are in the activity of what Jesus says the disciples are supposed to be doing. He says to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me and the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." So all my words, disciples, that I spoke to you and we have recorded in the Gospels, these things have all been written about me in those Old Testament writers. And then it says in Luke 24, "Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.'" Think of that. How deeply Jesus told his disciples they would be involved with his teachings. "All these things I told you have been fulfilled and were written about in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms." He wants them to know these things. He wants them to proclaim these things. And these actually are part of the witness to all the nations. The teachings of Jesus and what he accomplished in his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension are connected with his teachings. And his teachings are connected with witnessing to him. The two things are both in our lives: witnessing of Jesus Christ, and then also growing and knowing his word and what he's done for us. Especially, he says there, I have it underlined, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name. That for what purpose do we know these words? So that people might know they're sinners who need forgiveness and that they might be forgiven. This, he says, is the task of his disciples. And again, in the Luke passage, to all nations. To all nations. That's what we're busy with: witnessing and his word. It's extremely significant. It is as foundational to our faith as Jesus being born of the Virgin Mary, that he is now sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Truly born a human being, truly human, and also truly God, and truly ruling. It always, to imagine what it was like when to see Jesus go and ascend up into heaven, and then the disciples, the apostles, are sitting there, I would guess, with open mouths. And then the two angels, the two men dressed in white, "So what are you looking at? He's going to come back again in the same way. Go to Jerusalem. Wait. What are you looking at? This Jesus, this one, whom you saw die and rise, is going to come back again. He is ruling. He is in control. He has the time set out. He has the season set out. And we don't know them. But what he told the disciples, and he tells us, bear witness, be in my word." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that Luke wrote down these things, both in the Gospel of Luke and in Acts, that we might know that your Son, Jesus Christ, not only rose from the dead and showed himself alive for 40 days, but now has risen and sits at your right hand. Give us comfort in this. Give us joy and confidence in this. And make this upon our lips as we meet people, family, friends, colleagues, strangers, that need to hear that there is someone who forgives them and who is all-powerful and hears their prayers, your Son Jesus, that we may know how to speak this word to all the corners of the world, all the corners of our life. It's a big task, Heavenly Father, and we know we need your Holy Spirit to do this. Continue to send us your Spirit so that we ourselves may believe and that we also may witness. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.